This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Indonesia has one of the world's fastest growing economies, expanding at a rate of 6% this year. Technology is helping fuel that growth and producing a new generation of young entrepreneurs. One of these technopreneurs is Nadia Makarim. He graduated from the Harvard Business School in Boston, Massachusetts. He returned home and launched Gojek. This service connects motorcycle taxis, called Ojeks, with people who need a ride or a delivery. Gojek uses online maps, mobile phones, and a call center. The aim is to improve Jakarta's disorganized motorcycle taxi system. Nadia Makarim says everything depends on a business plan.
If you want to do good, there needs to be a business model behind it. If you want sustainable impact, then you need a market incentive to do that. I firmly believe that you know, business and just straight up rational business growth, profitable business growth, and social impact are not mutually exclusive.
Gojek recently won $10,000 in a competition through the American State Department's Global Entrepreneurship Program. Indonesia is one of 5 countries in this program, which links startup businesses with investors. Many startups are internet-based services. Indonesia already has more than 700 startups online, and new ones are launched every week. Half of Indonesians still live on less than $2 a day. But Indonesia has a young population interested in trying new technology. Right now, about 45 million Indonesians, or only about 1 in 5, use the internet. But about half of those people use mobile devices to go online. And those numbers are only growing. Some experts say the conditions for local entrepreneurs are the best in the world. Still, the World Bank currently ranks Indonesia 121st out of 183 economies in ease of doing business. The biggest barrier to entrepreneurs is a lack of financing. Also, economists say Indonesia needs more entrepreneurs. They now make up less than 1% of the workforce. The rate is over 7% in nearby Singapore and almost 12% in the United States. Indonesia's biggest bank, Bank Mandiri, expects to increase loans by as much as 25% this year. Demand is growing for credit, for small businesses, and for consumers. Leonard Theosabrata helped start Whiteboard Journal. This online publication offers a place for young designers to show their products. He says Indonesia has a lot of opportunity for entrepreneurs who take a risk. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. I'm Mario Ritter.